Good evening, everyone. I was told to keep it short. I promised I would keep it short. I will do my part. Maybe the first preach it or the first amen I've gotten in a while. I don't know. All right. We'll get to Luke chapter 5 here in just a moment. Before talking about success, I want to talk about some world-class failures. There was a guy who was a general in the army, had lost 2/3 of all the battles that he had fought in the American Revolutionary War. You'll recognize the name George Washington, obviously won the war, became first president of our country. Another guy who graduated 42nd out of his class of 43 and yet went on to conquer Europe, a man by the name of Napoleon Bonaparte. There was a man who lost almost every election that he ran in. 10 out of 12 public elections went on to finally be elected president, Abraham Lincoln. Thomas Edison tried over 200 different elements before figuring out the right element to use in the light bulb. Some 200 failures before any real success. In 21 years of Major League Baseball, this individual struck out 1,330 times, but he hit 714 home runs. It was Babe Ruth. A famous novelist in England, a man by the name of John Creasy, was rejected 753 times from different publishers before publishing his first book. He went on to publish 564 books. R.P. Macy failed 7 times as a retailing entrepreneur, finally starting the Macy's department store and being successful with that. When you think about these failures in life, sometimes it's the case that life, at least in some people's eyes, would be marked by failure. When it's often the case that if you go back and what just these quick comments about these individuals, what you fail to see is actually all of the successes that they most likely had in their lives. In fact, I read one story about Abraham Lincoln in particular about how many times that he had run for public office. These 10 times that he had failed, in fact. One time, in fact, he had had his name on the ballot for vice president and only got 100 votes. It just seems kind of ridiculous. But when you start thinking about that, he was very successful in other ways and in numerous things throughout his life. And that's the case really for all of us. We might think about our lives and see some of the failures, because those failures often stand out, and they're, for us, they're large flags that kind of stand up over the history of our lives. And they kind of mark those times when we failed in different ways. Maybe we failed ourselves, we failed God, we failed our spouses, we failed our families, whatever the case may be. We failed in trying to be successful, maybe in some business venture or whatever the case may have been. And so, but you have to think about the lessons that were learned. Think about Edison and what he had figured out was 200 different things that would not work. And so he was really eliminating all of those things. And so you start thinking about success, though, not failures, and focusing on the success that we have in life. And sometimes it's the little pieces of success, little things moving forward. And if we are still basically moving forward as faithful Christians, folks, we are successful in every right. And we have to keep that in mind. And I think when you read the book of Philippians, you'll find Paul, he's expressing that idea. That's why you keep your eyes on the prize. That's why you keep pressing forward. That's why if he looked back and he thought about all of the past, whether good or bad, and he hung on to that, then he's not moving forward. And so we have to keep moving forward in life really to be successful. Brother Cliff gave us in our gospel meeting recently, he went through this, so I'm not going to spend a great deal of time in it, but it is a reminder about really how to be successful in life. And so let's go back to Luke chapter 5. The multitude, verse 1, pressed about him to hear the word of God, and he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down, and he taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night, we've caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net." And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and to the point that their net was breaking. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come over and to help them. And they came and they filled both the boats, and so much so that they began to sink. And when Peter saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord." And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. So also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." You see, with the Lord's help, they not only caught more fish than they could carry by themselves, but they were also successful. They would be successful at teaching the gospel. This was not about catching fish, though certainly there was a practical side of this that would certainly help them in going out to be able to preach the gospel. But this was really about a lesson about being successful because they were going to follow Jesus. "Come follow me and I will make you to become fishers of men," when you put Matthew 7, and I think it's verse 14 in that, or Matthew 4 rather, verse 17. And so when you consider what Jesus is trying to get them to see and what he's trying to get them to do, he's trying to get them to focus on the work that is at hand. So for all of us, in being successful as Christians, being successful as members of the family of God, as we talked about this morning, what you're going to realize is that there are going to be failures. There are going to be times when we are not living up as we should. Romans 3:23 very clearly reminds us that for all have fallen short of the glory of God. And so we have to be mindful of what then will make us to be successful. Again, that constant pressing forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so we may have failures, things in which we are struggling, and yet with the Lord's help, we can overcome those things. We can be successful. Maybe it's a temptation, something that we're struggling with in life. Maybe it's the case that we're trying to rearrange our priorities. And what you'll find is as you're doing that, sometimes you'll see that things become very, very difficult in trying to rearrange your schedule, rearrange your life's priorities as a whole. And what you'll find is that with the Lord's help, though, you can overcome those difficulties. Maybe it's the case that you're dealing with some financial burden, or maybe it's some other burden that you are plagued with, but realize that with the Lord's help, all of those things you can overcome. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And so, we cannot overcome sin by ourselves. That is something which if we try, we will fail. We'll fail miserably trying to overcome it. And so we need the Lord to help us. And so we have the Lord's plan, in fact, to help us. We cannot really maintain our own faithfulness on our own. We need the Lord's plan to continue to give us that success. Be faithful unto death and I'll give you a crown of life. We understand that there's a promise at the end of that. But we need to be reminded often that there is a plan in that. How to be successful. How to be faithful. That's the idea. That's what the Lord wants from us. That's success in His eyes, is our making it to heaven. And so as we think about the lessons that are learned here, One other lesson that I see in this is the fact that they had taken on so many fish in the first boat, and they called their friends. Did you catch that? That they had to call their friends in the other boat, get them to come over, and they were filled as well. Their nets were filled so that their boat was about to sink as well. And you think about then how in being successful, our successes often will bless others around us. That's the Lord's plan. That's how He has planned for those things. And so the same idea with the blessings that the Lord has blessed us, we in turn turn around and bless others as well. Let me show you one other passage that will kind of bring that home. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. There you go. That's how we're made successful, right? Because He comforts us in our difficulties. But here's why. That we may be able to comfort those who are also in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. And so it is a natural thing for there to be an overflow, if you will, of blessings. And so I think about what the Lord has done for us and what He's made possible for each of us, a way that we can be successful, a way that we can have heaven as our home, a way ultimately to be faithful in this life. Tonight, as we close, if there's a way that we might help or encourage you, please make that known while together we stand and sing this song.